Hello, this is Sandy Grunwald, your well-being and engagement manager. I'm also a certified personal trainer, and I am pleased to be with you today to share my topic, exercise and eating out, taking care of you this holiday season. Understanding you have so very much on your holiday list right now, from shopping, wrapping, baking, partying. And so my goal for our time together is to help you include you on those holiday lists in a couple of special and specific ways. The first you thing I would ask you to add to your holiday list is exercise for life. If you can start some good habits, even in the busiest of times, you're much more likely to maintain those habits when you get through to the slower, ideally personal, January times. Endless research shows that regular and consistent exercise is best for your body to manage your weight, improve your metabolism, improve your heart health, strength, flexibility, endurance, balance, mental alertness, and positive attitude. So let's not wait. Let's get started and get moving. A well-balanced fitness program needs to include heart-pumping aerobic activity, something that pushes you a little bit to discomfort, stretching exercises to help improve your flexibility, and some type of weight training, even if it's your own body, to help build strength and tone muscles. Research also shows that in as little as 10 minutes a day, you can feel and have the positive effects of that short time of working out or exercising. Can you find that in your day? It's going to help your holidays, help you manage stress, help you manage the foods, help you manage your energy, all for the good. So for heart health, you need to move enough to really get your heart pumping and do it often. Can you take a brisk walk? And they say about 3 to 4 miles per hour, swim, jog, jump rope, ride a bike, do the stairs. We've got lots of stairs in the hospital, or do some other kind of aerobic activity that will help get your heart moving. The aerobic exercise trains your body to use your oxygen more efficiently. It helps strengthen your heart, your lungs, improve your cholesterol levels, curb high blood pressure, and attain and maintain a desirable rate. So get started if you haven't already by first, of course, checking with your provider to make sure you're ready for this. But ideally, can you just start with 10 minutes a day? It's such a short amount of time when you think about the time you may look at your phone or your Facebook. Can you trade that 10 minutes for a little bit more physical activity? The goal is 30 minutes or more of aerobic exercise, getting your heart pumping, 5 or more days of the week, but obviously the more the better. When you start this exercise routine, start with 5 minutes of slow movement to warm up your muscles, and then a little bit of stretching before you start exercising at a more brisk pace. And then don't count the warm-up or the cool-down of about 5 minutes as part of that 30 minutes. So the goal is 30 minutes, get that heart pumping. And then my second item to add to the you holiday list is to try not to let eating out interfere with your healthy eating plans. Most people are eating more meals on the run than they are at home, particularly the next few weeks. Here are some keys to smart ordering out if you feel you have to eat out and not at home. Can you say no to deep fried foods? Put them on the no list. Can you ask for dressings, sauces, and gravies on the side? You'll likely eat less. Can you choose broth-based soups instead of creamy ones? Avoid buttery croissants and pastries. Can you choose baked or mashed potatoes? Skip the fries and the onion rings. Can you use low-fat dressings for your salads? Can you skip entrees with stuffing or extra cheese? And pick lean cuts of meat. Avoid bologna, salami, sausages, hot dogs. Order sandwiches on whole grain breads. Hold the mayo. Try mustard. It all adds up to better healthy eating. Can you avoid supersized specials? And if you indulge in the many treats or sweets that we're going to see, particularly the rest of this month, can you share? Can you eat only half and take some home for later? Can you pack a snack while you're out shopping and some water, which will allow you to bridge the gap until you get home to eat healthy and skip that eating out altogether, saving calories, saving money? And last but not least, vegetables, vegetables, vegetables. Are you getting them at home? Are you getting them when you go out to eat? The more, the better. So in conclusion, and to continue to support your best health, to help you get back on track and stay on track, please take advantage of some of the opportunities San Juan Regional offers you, such as the Wellness tab on our intranet. There's several resources there. Visit our WellWorks portal, which is found under that Wellness tab, for recipes, e-learnings on nutrition, sleep, and stress management, and more. And look for our Why Wait challenge beginning January 9th. And lastly, thank you for all the good you do. And please remember to also keep taking care of you on your list. This is Sandy Grunwald wishing you a safe, healthy, happy holiday season.